Howdy, y'all. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Leo, Massachusetts, heartland of America. You can find us anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa. You can find video versions of this podcast on YouTube, Odyssey, and Rumble. Let's get to it. So when I embarked upon doing this podcast about 5 years ago, I didn't think we'd have Nugget Nutrias and supporters from over 80 different countries. And seeing that, seeing our growing list of support throughout the world continues to make me want to be involved in this project and continues to make me want to reach out to more people. So we're going to talk a bit about Thailand today, and if you're traveling to parts of Thailand, you may want to know the best places to go for newly legalized recreational cannabis or adult use cannabis in Southeast Asia. So I think this might be pretty useful. So let's get to it. So this is from Vinatuthkithan. Whether you're looking for some, I probably butcher that. Whether you're looking for something to put in your joint or somewhere else to be after that joint is done, this neighborhood accommodates you even if you're the highest you've ever been. This time we present Sala Deng. Times have really, really changed. When you look through the lens of a stoner, we don't have to go to a friend's room just to smoke weed anymore. There are now places designated for it, as well as your friend's room. When we want to get some marijuana, we can now talk to the professionals trained specifically on the subject and be guided on each individual strain. No need to rely on just dealers doing business in a parking lot again. Since there's a whole lot of places to go, we decided to break it down by area. Let's see where to go in Sala Deng. It is very high. It is very get high, be gay vibes. Oh man, two things I love. But you don't have to be gay to enjoy weed at all. We also are not stopping you, though. Please don't. Cannabis Neighborhood Guide, Sala Deng. If you go to the Sala Deng area, pick up a stone and throw it, it'll probably hit five weed dispensaries before it even falls to the ground. From more casual places to places where you can be educated and learn from the professionals, this neighborhood has it all. Visit the common Sala Deng, the dispensary by Tara Tetra, filled with homegrown strains and in-house bud tenders who will happily answer questions for you may have on cannabis. The Weedery Dispensary in Soi Tania provides excellent service and high-quality strains. Green Society is an underrated dispensary with Instagrammable check-in spots while offering quality products. Dispensaries are honestly not difficult to find. Walk around the area and browse for what you like. Cannabis Snacks. If getting high is on your mind, but you don't want to go through the hassle of grinding, rolling, and cooking, cannabis cookies and snacks have always been one of the prime methods of consuming marijuana. We all have that one friend who likes to bake weed brownies, and now there's a job specifically for them. I like this guy's sense of humor. Drop by the Climax and the Chillax, a dispensary on the main street with a must-try selections of brownies as well as homemade cookies baked with love. Cannabis Kingdom is also a popular spot, with cannabis-infused cookies, brownies, and even popcorn. You can even order some excellent coffee to go with these treats. Late Night Munchies. You already know that when you're high, everything tastes amazing. You feel like you can taste every ingredient and feel every texture that the dish has to offer. Luckily, a lot of food places remain open in Sala Deng even after your midnight weed run. Japanese destinations in Soi Tania are bustling more than ever, including izakayas and their grilled treats. Oh man. While we don't recommend mixing cannabis with alcohol, you can still grab that carriage and meat on skewers without any risk. Oh man, I wish I can like be teleported while still keeping my soul and all that, and you know what's called me or whatever. You know, I wish I could just be teleported to Thailand and have as much money to live somewhere like that. Because really getting tired of the the high pace that the U.S., the high hyper-competitive pace of the U.S. And it's prematurely aging me like crazy, but I'm kind of digressing. Southeast Asia looks very, very good right now, but I'm getting in the weeds here, but let's keep going. Apart from that, the newly opened Siloam Edge has all your favorite mall food 24/7, so you can enjoy noodles, Thai food, and more around the clock. Lastly, don't forget the amazing variety of street food that Covent Road has to offer. Yen tafo, fried chicken, som tam, you name it. If you want to pipe down from the high, the common Saladang Pak has grapefruits and vegetables and smoothies that will perk you right up. A new Don Don Dotsky has opened up in Taiya, which is a perfect for a Japanese snack haul. From their frozen fruit section to their deals on chocolates, you'll balance out your blood sugar very quickly. Overall vibe, Saladang is extremely chill yet bustling, with people making their way for home from work or coming from home to have fun. It is an area with like-minded individuals with smiles on their face and grinders on their phone. Oh man. Gayness and weed are two things I love. Same thing goes for cannabis. Very easily acquirable in the area, so don't be afraid to ask and experiment. End of article. Dude, living in Southeast Asia and getting out of America seems more and more tempting by the day. That sounds like gosh darn paradise. It really does. But enough for me. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, Castbox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at underscore IamCannabisSativa. You can find me on the Twitters or not, because I deleted that. But we are on all the major platforms. We're on Instagram again at underscore IamCannabisSativa. And again, we're going to continue to put out international episodes once a week, or at least once every other week if possible. But stay tuned. Peace out, ciao, and stay medicated, my friends.